Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
SansPants Radio, don't trust the little one.
Have you been asked to run a 5th Ed Dungeons & Dragons adventure out of the blue by your good friends Zamet and Jackson and found yourself with very little prep time and two restless, angry boys? No? Only me? Well, if you're ever afraid that Zamet and or Jackson might break into your home uninvited at night and demand D&D, there is limitless-adventures.com. You'll find enough locations, encounters, and side quests to cut your prep time in half. Limitless Adventures is currently doing their third print Kickstarter, 100 Limitless Monsters, which includes tactics, lore, and everything else a DM held hostage by his friends needs. To find out more, head to limitless-adventures.com/monsters. So once again, if you're under the pump or just need a bit of inspiration, head to limitless-adventures.com. Hello and welcome to episode 9 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously,
it looks like maybe he spotted what you guys did and is terrified.
I'd like him a gold coin. Didn't see nothing, mate.
I'd like to shuffle my... Don't worry about it, dear. This is just... Look, nothing to stress yourself with. Can I pull out a boiled sweet and give it to him?
You give him a coin, a boiled sweet, and a lot of trauma that he might eventually one day be able to tell to a therapist.
We'll lead the gentleman, Marty.
On his way out, he makes special note to step on a very nice hairbrush.
Watch your secret, boy. Teach me your ways. It's pain every day for me.
You know, whenever you pick at, some skin at the bed of your nail or whatever, and you're afraid that you're going to tear a line off your finger? That, but with a bone in his arm.
Adam, what? Adam, no!
Yes? You make it back to Roberta D. Hood and her merry woman's camp.
Is she there?
No, she hasn't returned yet.
Okay, well, we'll hunker down and
wait her out.
Await
her.
Have a bit of rest.
A celebration starts kicking off, though. People are happy to have Marty back.
We must get up. The sheriff and his men are closing in upon our position.
Oh, no. Get up.
No.
Goodness.
This is all not right. Great. This is not great at all.
And every now and then you hear someone yell, "You stop in the name of the sheriff." But you ride through all of that. Oh, once or twice, man. Maybe even someone reaches out and grabs you or your horse, but you just power through. You ride for a day and a bit, solidly. You rest as best you can. On the backs of horses, it's not too hard. And Roberta knows these forests like the back of her hand. So you travel without too much delay or trouble. Eventually, everyone's fully healed if you had any damage.
Sick.
No, I don't think we did, actually.
Yeah, you got in there, got in and out pretty clean.
We're good at our job.
Can't say the same for literally everybody else. Even the boy we didn't hurt pissed himself.
Yeah.
So is your plan to go to Blue Beach or to go, because you'll have maybe, you'll arrive the night before, so you'll have hours to prepare if you wish. Or you can go straight to Blue Beach.
Do we need anything?
I don't think so.
Well, we just, I guess the...
perhaps it is, you could speak to someone if you had a friend or if you think you could talk your way to get to the queen.
I don't know. I don't know anyone that we could...
How compelling is your evidence? How powerful are your enemies?
I think our enemies are quite powerful.
I believe our enemies are part of the...
I'm a former soldier, but I believe the people who are attacking us are already current soldiers and are quite high up.
Do you know who would be here to assassinates the queen, for lack of a better word?
I want to say Captain Mercer.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if it was that Mercer fellow.
Of the Royal Guard.
Yes.
This is shocking.
I need something
else. I served with him.
Is that so?
In wars. He mentions like the fight that you guys...
Roger, I was in that one, yes.
Yes, I served with him. He seemed like an upstanding man. Well, I have trouble believing he could be part of this. Are you certain?
Well, I'm not 100% certain, but he was very sound.
It is troubling news to find out.
Do you think maybe like he could have been mind controlled, or maybe he's being blackmailed himself?
I mean, it is always a possibility. Mm. I do not think blackmailed, though. Mercer is the Mercer I knew was a very honorable man. Mm. I do not think he could be blackmailed, let alone fall to blackmailing.
I mean, they're after us. I mean, they might be still up in, you know, the forest. Mm. So we could try to get to the queen with some evidence that there's an assassination.
We could at least attempt to get a audience with her.
Yes.
You could try. Mm. There's no guarantee, obviously. Well, and if Captain Mercer, you say, is your enemy, then perhaps going into town might get you arrested.
That is true. Is there any way we can get maybe some disguises, like some hoods over our heads?
Well, it is funny you should say, but I have some experience disguising myself.
Oh, in that case, maybe some disguise, and we could just scope in the town itself, see if we can get to the queen, and if we can't, then we'll just go to the beach.
Yes.
I'm a master of three things. It is the sword, the bow, and the disguise.
Oh, Roberta.
The only three true forms of deception.
Right.
If you have not fought with a blade properly, then you do not know what deception is.
I guess I don't.
You're a part of the stick.
I would disagree.
If you could gussy us up, that'd be just wonderful.
She grabs whatever she can at hand and whatever meager supplies with herself, and she, as you said, gussies you up.
Mm-hmm.
From like a sea cucumber and the right paints creates like a fake nose for each of you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
She changes skin colors, even ears. Like, Noddy, you now look like an elf. You are a very convincing elf.
Thank you.
Old man,
yeah.
You now look a hell of a lot younger than you were originally.
Alright.
You're looking alright.
And a hood obscures any sort of vision of your true age. And Petra, she you're not even sure how, but with some dyes is able to change one of your eye colors. So now you have like what's your regular eye color?
Oh, I was gonna go with green.
You have one green eye and one brown eye.
Oh, that's impressive.
She makes you look like a guy.
That's impressive.
That's beautiful.
Got to sound
a little bit younger. My accent. Bad.
And she basically transforms before your eyes. If you hadn't seen her do it herself, you would assume it was magic, but she just looks like an entirely different person.
Wow.
That is actually amazing. You are an what amazing can't you individual. Do?
I am impressed. Oh my gosh, I got it.
That was all right. No, lean into that.
I'm trying to fit in with the French.
Yeah, it's
accent.
Really good. It's also really good, Pips. We should try and do the French accent.
I think we all should. I think it would. Yes.
You would seem like common peasantry if you have this accent within the walls of Blue Beach.
Do my best to have such an accent.
No, I mean, it is the accent of the common man.
Oh, all right, then. What's the. Do you know the...
Among the elite of Blue Beach, they sound something more like this.
Not right, then.
Hi there, it's me.
Hi, it's me.
I'm Old Man.
It's me. My name is...
Oh, my God. You look like... Yeah. I just got this accent down, guys. Why are you making me do a new one?
Now we jump into another ring.
Right
there. Just talk with your teeth.
Yeah, the trick is to talk with your teeth.
Yes,
I'm just trying to imitate what Adam looks like now.
Keep your mouth as still as possible.
Why are a lot of these about not moving parts of you?
How dare you?
Right,
thank you, Roberta. Let us go into the blueberry.
Let's... Thank you very fighting.
Much. Yes, thank you so much.
You're a darling.
Under your disguises, you make your way into Blue Beach. You get in without any difficulty. The city guards certainly don't question you.
Cool.
But as you do walk in...
Oh. Goblins. Thousands of them.
No. Petra, you spot There's a, next to the guard post at the city entrance, there's this big placard with different wanted posters on it. Mm. All three of you are wanted posters, each with 5,000 coins on your head.
Right, I think we've become a bit more wanted than we were when we left here.
It says,
inspected, like, oh, what are these people in?
being accused of?
Crimes against the crown, treason, murder, arson.
Arson.
Oh. They're blaming us.
They're blaming
burning of the bloody fire of the that That's lovely tavern. That little drinking.
Describe the posters.
Yeah, what are, did they get us accurately?
Are they flattering?
I can see that I've got
naughty highs or lows.
Highs.
Yes, it's a perfect likeness of you, like your own mother drew it.
Mum, why? I've got a bottle of ink and an ink pen on my person. Could I?
Not without the guards noticing.
Oh,
that's a shame.
Petra?
Lowe's.
Yeah. It's Damn. Also a very good likeness of you.
Kids back home aren't going to like this.
And old man.
Highs.
It, like, they're basic. There's a poster with your name on it, but certainly not with your face on it.
I like to imagine that's like a gruff-looking dude with a scar over one eye.
It looks more like the Sebastian Coward than you.
Well, that's lucky.
Damn. All right, then I think our new mission is to clear our names as well.
Yes, well, hopefully by saving the queen we'll achieve that.
Yes.
We'll head for the palace?
Yeah, there's a big blue palace.
Maybe. Or maybe, should we go to the tavern first and sort of ask some questions around for some rumours?
Like, regarding what?
Like, you know, who's here, what's the lay of the land, you know, what's going on? Or are these, like, people getting wanted for treason?
I don't know if I've mentioned it, but there's a celebration happening, kind of as you speak. You know those big celebrations? Well, you're in among them right now.
Oh, cool. Hey, we've all made it.
It's good. Like fucking packed. Right. The city streets might as well be like a, might as well be just a giant line because there's so many people it's hard to get anywhere. It's shoulder to shoulder everywhere.
Well. It might be a bit sus if we start talking about stuff now and here.
Yes, if we start asking questions and we're clearly wanted.
Yes.
You don't think you don't think every person in the tavern is instructed to look for us? Is what I would suspect.
So why don't we? I don't know. What if we?
if we
went to the palace, do you reckon they would get us? You know, notice us and try and arrest us on the spot.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
but a disguise, so maybe they won't know it's us. Well, I suppose it's the same at the tavern. So
yes.
We are disguised, and I think that one of the things is you don't look like you on the poster or now, old man.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And Petra, you
yes.
It would look like magic if we didn't know, I've heard, in the whispers of the wind. And I have a class feature of false identity, and I assume good bluffing skills, so it's maybe we could just kill everyone if it goes wrong.
Incidentally, Roberta de Wood is also a poster. She has 10,000 coins on her head.
Let's turn her in.
Turn her in, get some gold.
Twist.
All right, so
she's been a problem for a lot longer.
I say we just go.
Okay, well, watch the prop. Watch the.
I say we just try and get an audience with the queen.
It's not a bad idea.
And if that doesn't work out, we head for the beach and prepare for the worst.
An audience with the queen would be quite a feat.
Mm.
I imagine she's extra busy now,
right.
More so than ever. There is, I have heard whispers that there is a delegation from Kandor here, members of the Kandor High Court and members of the Kandor military even. Perhaps we could speak with them. It might be easier to get an audience.
Not a bad idea. Like, I mean, sorry,
that is
not
just
a bad
an
idea.
Option. It might be easier, but obviously they are not the queens themselves.
Yes. Because I don't think we can go to the,
You're right. We're getting an audience with
the
queen.
Can't get an audience to the queen. I don't know. If we go to the royal guard, I mean, I'm still convinced that they have been compromised.
Yes, I think you're right.
And
well, let's try and find that Kandor.
Because really, first off, who wants the queen dead? That's the question we've got to ask ourselves.
Yes. Well, somebody who.
Because I think if the queen dies, maybe they blame it on Kandor. And that'll just cause civil war between Kandor
perhaps,
and
yes,
Blue Bitch.
Trying to start a war. Perhaps
so I think it's
somebody who's fiercely independent.
Yes. So who would basically want the queen alive, and who would want her dead? Would Kandor want her alive or dead? Is my
Kandor,
question.
I think he's...
Kandor would be very happy for her to stay alive. She's the one they're negotiating with.
So I'm pretty sure Kandor could be trusted. Is what I'm saying.
I say let's go find the Kandor. Is it the Kandor?
Who is it?
It's a delegation. Some diplomats and a member of the Candor military. Possibly some bodyguards for them as well.
All right, let's try and find that Candor diplomat.
Well, each of you split up to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of hard doing, like, you try and do one accent on top of the other accent. It's kind of hard.
Yes, it's not too difficult. It's not too easy.
I'm trying to sound like Adam, and I'm sounding like you.
Kind of go, first off, you're going to do that, but then you've got to kind of do
that. A bit of that on top of that. Oh, yeah. It's just a little bit of accent, eh? I hate bananas, though. That's an issue for me.
You hate bananas?
Hate bananas.
I feel like you missed the first half of my metaphor.
Certainly
I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to Jackson.
That's fine. Right.
You all look around or search around the town. It's coming on nighttime, or like coming not on midnight, but it's getting late into the night. And each of you begin to start worrying that maybe you'll never find anyone, or that you've like your best chance will be to just go to the beach and hope that you can foil the plot yourself.
I thought that was more existential than that.
Go to the beach and think on life.
You're never going to find anyone. Like, we're together, but we're alone.
But then, Petra, you spot, you recognize the uniform of a member of the Candor army. It's a very basic green number. You can see the stitching of an officer as well, so someone important. He ducks into a tavern, or he's like, he was outside having a piss, and then he ducks into a tavern. So when each of you reconvene at roughly midnight, you know the tavern, or you remember the tavern where you saw that guy.
Pretty sure it was the tavern over here. We should probably head towards that.
Cool. Right.
Right. Let's head towards that.
The stinking blue beachian.
The stinking blue beachian, that's where it was.
Is that a classic Candor
dive?
Yeah.
It's probably a Candor-friendly bar, if nothing else.
A Candor slander?
Oh.
They don't hate Blue Beach or anything like that. It's just the name of a tavern.
It's friendly. It's friendly animosity toward one another. And that's fair.
It's friendly rivalry, is it?
Yeah, when you're like, oh, and you like pat someone on the shoulder, but you kind of grip. No one says anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get into this tavern. There's a ground level and then like an elevated or like a second level that you can see from the ground level. Do you sort of know what I mean? It's got like a...
Yeah, yeah. Like a mezzanine.
Yeah, like a mezzanine. Yeah. And you can see that there's a restaurant up on that mezzanine.
Cool.
It looks very fancy and nice compared to down here in the bar. There's also like, it's obvious that nicer people go upstairs, whereas just the general rabble is here downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You can also tell that there are back rooms. You guys are, well, there's stairs going up, but there's a kind of like a guard standing in front of them.
Clearly this fella's not down here, not in the bottom story.
You have a look through the lower area, and highs or lows?
Highs.
Yes, let's go
through. No, there's no one you recognize, or no one that could be part of a Candor delegation downstairs.
Right.
Upstairs we go.
Upstairs.
Your job is made extra difficult by the fact that a lot of people here are probably from Candor, or like within Candor, just coming here for celebrations.
Mm.
So there's a lot of Candor fashion going on here, and it's hard to spot.
A lot of hoops.
Yeah.
A lot of hoops.
Yes. We sort of primary saunter colors. Around to the stairs going up.
The guard stops you. He's a half-orc. He has the name tag Sebastian. into his
Nice to meet you, Sebastian.
No one upstairs.
Why is that?
I think I can see some people upstairs.
Only bookings.
Right.
We have a booking. Can I use my bluff?
You can use your bluff if you want.
I tell him that my name is Sebastian, and I have a booking under Sebastian.
At this point, like, that's probably not even a bluff.
Yeah,
like, yep.
There are
so many Sebastians booked here.
It's mostly Sebastian.
Sebastian what, he says. You don't think he's buying your ploy? Mm.
I look shocked. And
not that there's not a Sebastian, just that he doesn't think you are a Sebastian.
I'd like to use my point of inspiration to try that again. And I look him in the eye
and say... That's heavily established. You can't use it after I've said it. I kid. Yeah, all right. As he's like holding up the list of names, you glance over at it and you're like, Sebastian Delacour. And he's like,
Oh, well, of course, I'm sorry then. Right this way, right this way.
Excellent. He fetches a maitre d' for you guys.
Awesome.
The maitre d' leads you to your table.
No, not terribly clever.
No, I'm good at what I do.
Yes, naughty he amazing.
Was, he was real smart. I just did real well.
The yes, maitre d' apologizes. I'm so sorry. We thought your reservation was just for two. I'll collect an extra chair, extra two chairs.
Thank you very much.
Roberta takes off her cap and bows.
We'll like to scan the room, see if we can see Dingus up here.
Dingus.
Buddy Drangus, he's got to be here somewhere.
Noddy, you spot the same guy from before. You are Noddy.
I am Noddy. Do you mean Petra?
From Petra's description of the uniform, you spot the Candor soldier. He's sitting at a table with a couple other people, all wearing similar uniforms, and a couple other people wearing high fashion of Candor. Possibly diplomats.
Right. Okay. Neon, what's the plan?
I'd ask for an audience with them.
All right, then.
Who's
Roberta
the best?
Pipes up. If I may, I have an idea to get their attention. She snaps her fingers for the maitre d'. The maitre d' comes over. And she says, before the maitre d' comes over, she says, do any of you have at least 15 gold?
Absolutely. Seven. I have 10 gold on me.
Yeah.
I've got 7.
Can we work our way up to 15?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
She chucks in a couple gold as well.
We'll combine our gold, get 15.
All right. She gets the attention of the maitre d' and she says, she points at the wine list. Can I get the pot Newton Merlot? Give it to the gentleman and the gentlewomen over there, and if they ask, tell them that we got it for them. The maitre d' nods and says, but of course.
Oh, can I put in, even Shaker. If they don't ask, tell them that it was from us?
Certainly.
Yeah, good.
He walks off.
That's real sweet. That's real sweet of you.
That's real sweet of you.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, no, just trying to.
That's real
at
sweet.
At the back of
that's
the
real
waiter
sweet
chair.
Of you.
That's real sweet of you. No, I don't like it. It's too hoity-toity for me.
It's a bit tricky, you know.
I don't mind it at all.
The maitre d' brings the... Jackson. Sorry?
Apple flair the front.
Perfect. That's how you begin every joke for vicious mockery.
And it works.
It's just noises at first, but then it stumbles into a really long sentence. And it does get me, so I'm going to make a rule that you can't just make a long joke. You got to make a joke that is also funny.
But they are funny. You laugh.
It counts.
That's true. That does count.
Just because I figured you out, Adam.
It's going to be a tougher Adam from now on, then.
All right, we'll see.
Okay.
Double points for Adam.
Hurtful. Fuck you guys.
Just because we make you laugh, Adam, don't be afraid of your own happiness. This self-sabotage, I'm really worried
afraid
about
of,
you.
I'm distrustful.
Now Adam's having an existential crisis.
I ain't having no existential. I already knew I hated happiness.
This ain't news.
How is this shocking anyone?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Medidi brings out that bottle of red for the delegation and hands it to them. They all look quite shocked when they get it, and they're like, you know, they're looking at it astonished. They look at the maitre d'. The maitre d' points towards your table, and a bunch of them peer over curiously at you.
Give them a wave.
Some of them wave back. They start sharing the wine among them, and looks like they're quite enjoying themselves. Okay. Maybe, perhaps it's a very good wine.
Good.
I hope so. It was 15 gold. 15
gold. That's more than a farmer makes in a year.
As they're enjoying it, that soldier that you spotted when you first sort of saw them coming into the tavern, or when you first saw him going into the tavern, Petra, walks over to you guys. He takes a chair with him and sits down at your table. Hello there. My name is Commander Roland Tink, but perhaps you already knew that, he says.
Just try to get a bit of an audience with you.
Well, here I am.
Well, largely distressing news. I'm old man, by the way.
Yes, this is our...
That's your name?
It's been lost to time. We don't really know what it was when initially...
Oh, okay then.
Well, I've reached a certain age and I decided that changing my name...
Really? You don't look that old. You don't look a day over 30.
Yes, well, looks can be deceiving.
Yes, I'm Petra and this is my associate, Noddy.
Oh, I didn't know Petra was gender neutral.
Well, it is.
Yes. Perhaps you could maybe...
It is where we're from.
It's a private booth.
How important is this?
It's of the grave.
It's very important.
It's a matter of life and death.
He shakes his head. I'm sorry, but I simply can't do that. If you have something to say, you'll have to say it now.
Right then. So we believe that this is tomorrow morning at around about, I forget which time, 5:45 a.m. or something. 5:30 a.m. That there's going to be
an attack on the Queen of Blue Mage.
Commander Tink goes like a bit white in the face and he says, this is a very serious allegation you're making. Do you have any evidence to back it up?
You've got a couple of
Yes, we'd much rather show them in the private room.
Yes.
We're just worried that the wolves have ears, friend.
He looks back at the table he came from. He looks at you guys and he says, one moment then. He gets up, goes back to his table. One of the guys are just plain clothes. He grabs him, or like gently grabs him by the shoulder and whispers something into his ear. That guy's face goes very white as well. And while the rest of their table is having a lot of fun, the two of them get up and walk over to you. All right, then, let's quickly grab a private booth.
Cool.
They get the maitre d', slip him some money, and he fixes it for you. You find yourselves in a private booth. The commander is leaning up against the door. He refuses to sit down. And the diplomat sits down at the table with you instead.
We'll introduce ourselves to diplomat.
Yes. We, several nights ago, a fella was murdered at the front of the tavern we were in, and upon his body we discovered these
particular
notes
items
and this map. And I'll put them down on the table and fold it correctly so that it's obvious what's going on here.
We'll use mending to make sure that the notes all good.
Yes, we mend our note back together. Oh, God, we're clever.
The diplomat, Franklin Turner, considers your bits of evidence, and he says, there's not a lot to go on here.
That's true, there's not a lot to go on. However, and then I try to explain the whole Captain Mercer, how he just, was very threatening. And then there was the arson that he's trying to blame on, three innocent people.
We were 3 days away or 2 days away, and we were quite gone.
There's a magic upon the paper, he says. He waves a hand over it and says a magical spell. Battle plans appear on the map.
Mm.
Oh, not on the map, sorry, on the note. He gasps and says, this is... this is more than just an assassination attempt. This is an attack on Kandor itself. Right here, he points to a place on the little battle map. He says, that's the tavern here. This is where we keep our guards. These people mean to attack us as well.
No.
It is very lucky that we came to you then.
We were not aware of this.
This could have been a lot worse.
They know quite a lot. They must... He looks at the commander. Could it be possible that they have a worm within us as well? A mole, not a worm.
The worms within our ranks.
I think maybe I was saying I wanted to say bug, but that's an electronic surveillance thing.
There are worms.
Is there perhaps a mole within us as well, our organization? The commander, if he was white before, he goes like a bleach white now and says... It is possible, I suppose.
Oh, good. I thought he was going to attack us. Oh, thank gosh.
So, look, it's been a perilous journey getting this to you. But
conspiracy of blue. He, like, his fingers trace over those words.
Yes. So,
if I had to suspect anyone, it would be the lords and ladies of Cairndor coming together. That would be my theory.
The lords and ladies of Blue Beach.
Lord Flua, in our diplomatic discourse with the Queen, he was very adamant that they not reintegrate. Mm. He's not happy about it. He's going to be losing a lot of land.
Right. Mm. Do you know anything about a particular Captain Mercer of the Royal Guard?
Yes, he was also against it, I believe.
Yes, I think he might be the one that is going to be leading this then.
Hmm. Perhaps.
And do you reckon he's going to harm the Queen as well, or is it just an attack on Cairndor?
Roberta expresses her disbelief that the captain could be part of the conspiracy, and the commander shakes his head and says, he's not as honourable as one might think.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He is.
No. I happen to know certain war crimes that he was potentially involved in.
War crimes, you say?
That's a bit more heavy than Goss.
There's the forward face that someone presents, and then there's the man underneath, if you know what I mean.
Well, what's the time now? Is this happening 5:35 tomorrow morning?
It's like maybe 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
So we've got four hours to prepare.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, we have 4 hours.
Look, frankly speaking, the commander says, I don't know who the mole could be, and it could be any one of my men. I don't think I can come help, but even that might be suspicious for my men.
What if we just squirrel away the Queen?
We can't go to her with this. There's not enough, really.
Right.
I have trouble believing you. The only reason I'm inclined to think that you might be right is that I was at those negotiations.
Yes.
And I feel like someone could be quite hard done by and quite mad about this, and also I don't believe the captain is as good as people say he is.
So I suppose who we're expecting to attack would be the town guards, or the royal guard, Mercer and his men.
Could be anyone. Probably, definitely, just members of the conspiracy. Yes. I can't imagine anyone could be tricked into killing the Queen.
So, well, we're just a bard, an old soldier, and an old, middle-aged soldier, and an old woman. We're not combat or military strategists.
As a military strategist, the commander says, I can confirm for you that there's not a lot extra I can do here.
Right.
Certainly, I mean, like, I suppose you'll need every hand you can get, so I'll be coming along. But beyond that, unless you guys have friends in high places, I think it might just be us.
No, are you a friend?
All I've got is more my old buddies down from, you know, the military, but I don't know if they're being compromised as well, to be perfectly honest.
I think it might just be us.
How takes a day and a half to get back to the Merry Women, doesn't it?
To get where?
Back to the Merry Women.
They might have forgotten.
And they might all be dead by the Sheriff of Normandy.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it'll be a last stand to protect the Queen then.
Well then, gentlemen and ladies, for love, for Queen.
For love and for Queen, yes.
For love and for Queen.
For love and for Queen.
We'll make our way down.
The diplomat, Franklin, folds his arms. She's not my queen. You're always a stick in the mud, Turner.
Right. Well, I guess we'll head down to the beach and
But Turner offers to come as well. He's a mage of some power.
Oh, excellent.
Cool.
Thank you, Turner.
To the beach, then?
Mr. Turner. Feel free to leave next time we meet. All right, you guys head towards the beach and try to make plans.
We'll get there as early as we can.
Yeah.
Oh, you leave straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then.
You three, Roberta Duhood, Franklin Turner, the diplomat, and Commander Tink.
Mm-hmm.
All travel out to the place marked on the map.
How long does it take to get there?
Not very long.
Okay, cool.
It's but a walk away.
Sweet.
It's a very lonely stretch of beach. It's kind of got a rocky edifice, and it's got naturally occurring geysers every now and then. you know, when the waves
crash. I'm kind of at like a British coast is sort of
a bit like the British coastline.
It could be from like one of those old Gothic romances.
Sprinkled all across the rock face is the sand that gives Blue Beach its name, a deep blue sand that chinkles a little bit whenever it's disturbed.
Mm. It's very literal, you know, naming.
They name it Blue Beach after the Blue Beach.
Blue, I guess it's a Blue Beach.
Look, there's nothing.
You sort of get there, like, I don't know.
I guess
like it's spectacular, but it's kind of dampened a bit by the name.
So, like, when does. So well, it's like blue sand and like the blue ocean.
New South Wales, it's not very creative either if you think about it. A lot of names like that.
I know, I agree. Yeah. I'm just saying.
A whole lot of them are disappointing.
Like Mount Disappointment. Well, no, that's
got a good story to it, actually.
Mount Disappointment is actually not disappointing. Because you're like, hey, it's really here.
Yeah, this is it. And, I'm disappointed. But I do like that it's, you know, is it like just Blue Beach, like the blue sand, and then it kind of goes into the blue sea?
I mean, like, yes, the sea is blue.
So, can you tell where this water starts?
It's two different blues, so yes.
Cool. That's very cool.
Right. Can we see, like, an area where probably the queen is going to go, like, where her, like...
There's a trail that leads through here.
Yeah, cool.
There's no obvious places to hide, though.
Right. So what should be, though... So do we... From that little magic battle plan, what was there? Was they were going to meet here and then they were going to attack? Or what was...
The battle plan was to assassinate the delegation, actually. The delegation from Kandor. It had nothing to do with the queen.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So you have no idea what the plan to kill a queen is.
So do we even... Wait, so...
All it says is this location at 535, and Roberta de Hood informed you that she knew that the queen does like to walk this stretch, pace here.
Right. So to be honest, the queen might not even be aware
or not
even...
It could just be a meeting
point.
You
know what I mean? Like the queen might not even be involved in this.
It could be a lot of different things. Still might not be an assassination attempt. It might be someone being like, I want to meet you here at this time.
Right.
If there's nowhere to hide, then I suppose.
So why? Because I was going to say, what we could do is you could dress someone up like that. You know, we could describe that, you know, that young boy that we met that died.
Oh, yes.
One of us could just dress up like them and try and meet the person who's here and try and like get some
information. Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
But there's nowhere to hide, so I don't know.
We could hide in the sea.
Hide in the sand.
To cover ourselves.
There's not enough sand to cover you. Like I said, it's a lot of rocky edifice, but there's some of that blue sand here.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So what are our options here, ladies and gentlemen?
I suppose.
You could hide at a great distance away, but then you'd have trouble seeing what was going on.
And getting there if anything went wrong.
That's true.
But we also don't want to be not hiding, and then the people who are going to meet here or whatever see us and call it off.
That's true.
Well, those are our options, I guess. Those are the two risks we can take. Could cast fog cloud on us. Would it look kind of like the fog from the sea, Adam?
It would probably be a bit suspicious. More than a bit. It'd be suspicious. It would be very, very suspicious. It'd
be sus is what it would be.
Well, I suppose we make a decision then. Do we wait away where they don't see us and it takes place and we can attempt to get involved but at a disadvantage, or do we...
Could we hide at a distance that we'd still be in range for spells?
No.
So I guess we just got to like
way too far.
Make sure before we maybe went here, could we have maybe tried to get the delegates to not be so dressed like candle people?
You probably came here straight away.
Is it possible maybe to quickly Roberta Hood, just to kind of gussy them up a bit so they don't look as candle-ish?
Well, her powers are not magical, so she can't make them look like they're not fancy people, but she can, like, all she does is really just tear off some of the patches of the commander and change up his clothes a little bit so it doesn't look like he's wearing a uniform.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, though, like, the diplomat Turner still looks like a fancy man.
Yeah, fancy is fun. As long as we don't
look like
Candorian.
That's for fine.
I say we just wait. We just wait.
Yes.
I suppose it's the best move we have.
Yes.
Wait. Ready to see what's coming next. I'm going to rest these weary bones. Sit down, have a kip. I sit down, have a kip.
Okie dokie.
That's good for you, Jackson. You enjoy, I guess.
How many long rests does old Mam have left in her? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.